Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
League leaders hit four on their travels.
Arsenal, Manchester City and Liverpool all scored four goals away from home to win at Sunderland, West Brom and Crystal Palace. Only goal difference separates the three teams at the top of the table.
Hero Hazard strikes for Chelsea.
Chelsea's Eden Hazard was in superb form as Chelsea beat Southampton 2-0. The Blues are only 1 point behind the top three.
United and Spurs held at home.
Manchester United and Spurs lost ground on the leaders. United could only draw 0-0 at home to Burnley. Burnley's goalkeeper was in fantastic form and made 11 saves in the match. Spurs could only draw 1-1 with Leicester. Spurs took the lead in the first half, but the Foxes fought back and equalised with a great goal from Ahmed Musa.
So, who was our player of the week? We've already said that Burnley's Tom Heaton and Chelsea's Eden Hazard had great weekends. Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez, Everton's Ross Barkley and Liverpool's Philippe Coutinho also had wonderful weekends.
But Manchester City had a great 4-0 win away at West Brom. Sergio Aguero was back to his best with two goals, but our player of the week is his teammate, Ilkay Gundogan.
Good choice. Gundogan is starting to look good in the City midfield, and on Saturday he scored two goals and set up another for Aguero. He could be the goal-scoring midfielder that City are looking for.
Do you agree with our choice? Let us know in the comments section. Before we move on to the language focus, let's talk to Stevie Stato in our new section, Stats Amazing.
So Stevie, what stats have you got for us this week?
Arsenal's first goal in their 4-1 win against Sunderland came after 22 passes. Nearly every Arsenal player touched the ball before Alexis Sanchez headed the ball past the goalkeeper. This is the most passes before a goal this season and breaks the previous record, 21 passes for a goal scored by Everton's Romelu Lukaku against Sunderland.
Thanks for the stats, Stevie. Stats amazing.
What are you looking at there, Jack?
It's the newspaper. I'm looking at the football reports. I'm reading about Arsenal.
What's the headline?
Are Arsenal gonna do it?
It's clever how newspaper headlines play with words, but this can make headlines difficult to understand. When we play with words that have two meanings, we call them puns. Newspapers use puns a lot, and sometimes they use them in clever or funny ways.
But very often, they're not so funny. Sometimes puns make me want to cry.
The headline Jack was reading asked a question that plays with Arsenal's nickname, the Gunners.
That's right. If I say the headline, you hear, "Are Arsenal gonna do it?" Or more slowly, "Are Arsenal going to do it?" But if you are reading the newspaper, the headline says, "Are Arsenal gonna do it?" And the going to part of the phrase uses Arsenal's nickname, the Gunners, in the singular form.
So, Jack, you're a Gunner. Are Arsenal gonna win the Premier League?
Of course they are! So, this headline played with words.
We used another pun in our previous section. Stats Amazing plays with the phrase, that's amazing, and is replaced with the word stats, which is a short version of statistics.
What other ways do newspaper headlines play with language, Rich?
One very common technique is called alliteration. This is when we use the same sound or letter at the beginning of words. You might have heard some examples in our headlines earlier.
Rich said, league leaders hit four on their travels, and hero hazard. The first uses the L sound, league and leaders. The second uses the H sound to make the article sound more exciting, hero and hazard.
You can see some more examples of alliteration in our headlines. We said, United and Spurs held at home. The Foxes fought back, and Burnley's goalkeeper was in fantastic form.
Have a look at the rest of the lesson on the podcast page if you want to see some more examples of puns and alliteration being used in newspaper headlines, and some language activities.
As I said earlier, these types of headlines can often be difficult to understand. So what we're going to do is give you a few headlines that use puns and alliteration from last weekend's football. We'd like you to tell us what you think the headlines mean in the comments section, and tell us if the headlines are using puns, alliteration, or both.
Let's start with an example.
Okay, right, Jack. Tell me what you think this headline means. Sunder pressure.
Okay. Well, I know that the phrase is under pressure. Sunder is an unusual word. It can't be that. Sunder. Yes, of course. Sunder is Sunderland. Arsenal beat Sunderland 4-1, and Sunderland haven't won all season. Sunderland and their manager, David Moyes, are under a lot of pressure.
Very good. Right, now, it's everybody else's turn. We'll read out the headlines, but you can also see them in the written form in the lesson below or in the transcript.
Remember, all of the headlines are taken from matches or stories in the last week or two.
Number 1. Reds on rampage.
Number 2. Super sub Giroud scores 2.
Number 3. Look who scored.
So, there are 3 for you to work out.
I tell you what, I was very sad when Joe Hart left Manchester City for Italy.
Why is that, Rich?
Well, in fact, I was heartbroken.
Oh, that's terrible, Rich. Joe Hart, heartbroken. Ugh.
There are more. Heart stopper. Heart attack.
Please stop. Although I've heard that the Manchester City manager gives a good half-time pep talk.
Nice. A pep talk is a speech that someone gives to encourage people and to make them work harder. Manchester City's manager is, of course, Pep Guardiola.
It's brilliant. If you can think of any headlines that use alliteration, then write them in the comments section. And we know it's a bit more difficult, but if you can think of a pun that plays with words, we'd love to hear it.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to take apart. It means to beat an opponent easily. So Manchester City took West Brom apart last weekend.
Well done to Shaboninok from Russia, Libamir from Ukraine and Kwezi Manifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer.
This week's phrase is a phrase that you often hear commentators and pundits saying on TV after a player, usually a defender or goalkeeper, makes a bad mistake. The phrase is... And the phrase is used when a player makes a mistake that is very simple or bad and often results in a goal for the other team. The phrase uses two words. The first is a child that is still in education, and the second is a synonym for mistake.
Yep, I've got it.
Last week's prediction was on the Tottenham-Leicester match, and I'm very happy to say that we have our first correct score for the season. And I'm even happier to say that it's me!
Well done, Jack. You correctly predicted that it would finish Leicester 1, Tottenham 1. That also takes you into the lead in our prediction league. You've now got 6 points, while our listeners who predicted a Leicester win are on 4 points with me.
Maybe I should do the main predictions from now on.
No, it's okay. There are plenty of matches left for the rest of us to catch up with you. Anyway, this weekend's prediction is the North London Derby, and I know that you will predict an Arsenal win. I think it will finish in a draw. Final score, Arsenal 1, Tottenham 1.
I don't think so, Rich. Arsenal are gonna do it. Arsenal 3, Spurs 0.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.